Hi, I have a confession to make. What you're building is not really a habit. And the reason why it's not a habit, and the difference between what it actually is and a habit, is something I wanted to talk to you about today. A habit, by definition, is something that's first of all done regularly, and secondly, automatically, without any conscious thought or effort. Once a habit's in place, it has its own rhythm and it just works. However, the term habit's been appropriated rather loosely by pop psychologists to refer to something that has either of these two characteristics. And that's not helpful because unless the habit you're trying to build is a simple physical or mental skill, then it's not really a habit. This is not to say that it won't become easier over time, indeed, a part of who you come to think of yourself as, but it will never not require your conscious engagement. So the term I propose instead of habit is practice. Practice has three meanings. First of all, it's just your usual way of behaving. Secondly, it means to systematically build your ability through repetition. You know, practice makes perfect. And thirdly, it means the actual application of an idea or method or belief. Why this distinction is important is that whereas a habit happens to you, a practice is performed by you. Habits are an essential building block of evolution. They enable us to stand on the shoulders of previous simpler skills we've had to master. Many aspects of the physical skills of driving a car are an example of this. What makes this a habit, or anything else like getting dressed or making yourself a hot drink, is three things. Firstly, the skill's relatively simple and can be mostly offloaded to your subconscious. Secondly, it doesn't require us to engage our will. In other words, it's not hard to do. And thirdly, the environment of the habit is relatively fixed. For instance, the layout of the controls in a car are always in the same place, unless you've ever driven on the other side of the road, in which case you quickly become aware of your habits. Habits take us where we've always been. Practices take us to the new places we want to live in. One of the things that makes a new practice all the more difficult is that it's competing with an already existing and embedded cast of habits. These habits have their own well-established rhythm and momentum, and are difficult to displace. Whereas a practice promises more meaning and satisfaction in your life, they're also more effortful. In the face of this, your habits stand on your shoulder and quietly whisper in your ear about how much easier and familiar and comfortable life with them is. A habit is a machine. It produces what it's always produced. A practice is living. It takes its lead from the master and builds something that is one step more meaningful for you from where you are. If there was a single life skill that I could wish for my children, and myself, it is this: to develop the capability to master our four heroes and to live our life as a practice. What more powerful capability could there be?